one thing that I want to talk a little bit about is fostering, because those are always needed. And we happen to have a wonderful foster that works right here with us. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing fabulous. It's so great to have you on the show, because ever since I've known you, our love of rescuing dogs has kind of tied us together.
It has. It has. It's a nice bond to have.
It really is. And you were instrumental in bringing Duroc to the show. As a matter of fact, you were his foster for a while.
I was. He was absolutely wonderful for being a foster, because most fosters in general, when they come into care, especially with us, we have to do a lot of behavioral analysis with them, and we have to integrate them because we have to teach them how to be dogs again.
Sure.
We take a lot of dogs that were severely abused, neglected, things of that nature, and we just let them be dogs, let them gain a safe environment to where they can actually feel comfortable being around humans and other dogs again.
I know that you do a lot of fostering and a lot of work with Right Way Rescue, which is where, yes, Duroc was with. And we love that shelter. That's absolutely a wonderful shelter. And I encourage anyone to get involved volunteering or donating if they can to their local shelters. But how long have you been fostering, you and your family?
So my wife and I, it's been a little over a year now.
Wonderful.
And we are currently on our sixth foster.
Oh.
So our fosters do tend to take a little bit more time just because of the level of care that they usually tend to need.
Sure.
Right now we do have Ryder. He is absolutely wonderful. Probably the sweetest, sweetest little boy you will ever see. Maybe about a year old. He's about the Heinz 57 of dogs right now. He has got a mix of just about everything inside of this guy. He is a pit mix with Mastiff and probably everything in between.
He's definitely a cutie. He's adorable.
Is. Yeah. You know, we got into it to really try and help out because, you know, my wife and I, we both really love our animals. And we wanted to truly make a change in helping these animals regain trust in humans again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really great for us. And Right Way has been absolutely wonderful every step of the way. I cannot say enough good things about them. They are there every time we need them. They will answer our questions at any point. Poor Becca probably has had her fair share of us. But, you know, we want to try and make sure that we are doing the best possible for them.
Sure.
And Right Way, you know, a lot of misconceptions with fostering is that you got to foot the bill for these dogs. Right Way helps you out every step of the way. You don't have to pay for vet care. You don't even have to pay for food, a kennel, anything along those lines if you don't want to. And that's what makes it really great, because you're literally just providing a home, safe environment for these animals until they find their forever home, or until you fall in love with them like we do.
And that happens. Foster fails can happen
time. Yes, they do.
Now, I've had a lot of questions about fostering since we've taken this up on the show. A lot of people, you know, have talked about, well, I've got dogs at home. I can't really take on another one, but I might be able to foster. Would you recommend this to someone?
Oh, absolutely. So again, my wife Alexis and I, we have three dogs of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we always want to get more, but we don't want to become those crazy pet people that you end up seeing on TV shows.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, in order to kind of get that fix, we do fostering.
Uh-huh.
And so there are times we have four, sometimes five dogs in our home, but, you know, it's so wonderful and it's so full of life, and you always come across different wonderful animals that all have different stories. I really wish they could talk, because, you know, some of the stories that they would probably tell would just absolutely eat at your heart.
Definitely.
They really would. And, you know, fostering, that's probably the biggest need for shelters today. So many shelters are running out of room. They have to expand, or they can't take on the amount of animals that are being sent their way. And so fosters open up that space inside the shelters to allow for these dogs to come in that actually really do need some medical care and things like that. And if you're able to open up your home for them, it makes a really big difference.
Absolutely. Plus giving them a kind of a safe environment, an environment where they can get used to being in home. Because sometimes you have dogs that aren't even used to being in a home yet. And this helps out. Eric, thank you for what you and your family does. If someone is interested in maybe learning more about fostering or even just going to the shelter, walking dogs or, you know, taking the dogs out for a couple of hours, you know, how can they do that? What's the first step?
So the first step you want to do is you actually want to contact Right Way Animal Rescue. They are down in Murfreesboro. And you can also go in. They're open Monday through Friday. They do allow you to take out dogs to hike if you're not wanting to quite foster yet, or you want to try a dog out to make sure that they are going to integrate well with your pack and to make sure that you're going to be able to mesh with them. Because sometimes you just can't mesh with that animal, but that's okay. You try another one and then you just continue on your way and make sure that you're going to be a good fit for each other.
Adoption, fostering, donating time, volunteering, everything, no matter what you do, just get out and support your local no-kill shelters. We just love to do that. We love Right Way. They're amazing. Contact them. And I know we do have some other great ones here in the area as well. If there's one that's maybe located closer to where you are that would be more convenient to you, any of the shelters, I highly recommend taking advantage of the opportunity to get involved with these guys and help them out because they need all the help they can get.
Yes, they do.
This problem isn't going to go away. So until they all go home, I want to say a big thanks to Indian Creek Kennel as well for sponsoring our program and helping us out with this. So many people get involved and that helps us to help the shelters out too. Eric, thank you for what you do.
You're very welcome.
And we encourage everybody to get a hold of Right Way Rescue, walk some dogs, volunteer, donate some money.
Fall in love.
That's what it's all about. It's also Turntable Tuesday. We'll talk more about that next.